Hello, it's Tuesday, July 12th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 13. Just a reminder, please check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for video gaming news, our forums, our podcast feed, and our archive of downloadable shows. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please feel free to drop us a line, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Let's introduce the panel of the guys we have with us today. We have Phil.
Good evening.
And we also have Keith.
Hello.
Today we will be discussing PlayStation 3 losing the router functionality, the rollback of the Battlefield 2, the piggy slave dogs must work for the PS3, Microsoft developing for the Nintendo DS, the Fable re-release, the Guy game on DVD, Xbox pirates, Yi berating the ESRB, our weekly game-related baby deaths, the start of the video game football season, Fact or Crap is making a return appearance, our forum topic, and starting this week, we have enough emails now where we're going to start taking a handful and doing a mailbag.
Next topic.
All right, housekeeping, I guess, first of all. Again, we want to say hello to any listeners that are coming through iTunes, getting more and more emails and IMs and all this other stuff, so thank you guys for listening. Also wanted to thank anybody who's voting for us at podcastalley.com. Dude, I haven't even mentioned that in, what, a month, month and a half, and somehow we're...
It's been a while.
We're getting votes, so thank you. If you want to continue to vote for us, go for it. PodcastAlley.com. Do a little search there on the left-hand side for Dream Station. The reason I kind of stopped pimping it was that it requires you to vote every month. That's a big pain in the rear end. I just didn't want to feel like a cheap whore every week, so...
Hey, whore, gotta make a living, too.
Oh, man.
Starting this week off to a bang. We are still running our Medal of Honor contest, www.dreamstation.cc. Upper right-hand side, there's a little picture that looks like an ad, but we promise it's not. Simply put in your email address, and you'll be registered to win one of two copies of the game. We give stuff away here. See, you know, in a little bit more somber note, we're getting a lot of listeners from London. For those Americans that don't know, I don't know how you wouldn't know, London had a terrorist attack this past week. 50-plus victims so far. I don't even know what to say to that.
Seriously, that sucks. I mean,
I don't even know what else to say about it. I just wanted to mention it.
Next topic.
Okay, our first topic this week is the PlayStation 3 losing router functionality. The PlayStation 3 was originally going to also be a router. A router is just a fancy name for a piece of equipment that allows you to take your network from your cable modem or DSL or whatever and spread it around throughout the rest of the house. Well, they dropped that because it was too expensive for the PlayStation 3. My personal feeling on this one is it's just the E3 tap dance where you promise a whole bunch of stuff and then you whittle it down based on, you know, what you can really deliver.
Well, the rate PlayStation's going anyway. I mean, I'm not going to be getting one of them. I know we're going to talk about that later, but if you want me to work extra hours to buy your system, you know what? I'll just go with the Xbox. So Sony, your idiocy has just made me become an Xbox person all around.
I buy a PlayStation to play video games. I don't want it to be a router. I don't want it to fetch me a beer during the commercials. I don't want, you know,
come
really
on,
big...
Come on, come on. If it could fetch you a beer during the commercials, then I would spend the extra... I would work the extra hours if it would fetch me a beer during the commercials. I mean, come on now.
All right, maybe that wasn't the best of ideas. I don't need it to play music. Maybe play DVDs would be nice, and then video games. That's what I want. I don't want an all-inclusive unit. It seems like you can't have devices just do one thing anymore. If it's an MP3 player, it has to do recording. It has to play the radio. It has to do watch pictures on it. I charge half the price, just, do the one thing.
I mean, it just bothers me that Sony is continuously lying. I mean, just lie after lie after lie. I'm blatant. It's not like, I mean, these things are, oh yeah, these are real video footages, blah, 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 blah. No, they weren't. They were CG rendered.
Right.
Oh yeah, we're going to have a router. No, we're not. We're not going to put a router in there. It's just every time you turn around, Sony's telling you something that they originally said was so great and awesome isn't there anymore.
I don't know. It seems like maybe Sony got their eyes got a little bit bigger than their pocket really intended for this piece of equipment.
I mean, that's like saying, all right, I'll sell you this car for $5. Oh, but the key is $20,000. It doesn't work that way. I mean, you don't require all these things to be there. And I guess technically it doesn't require, but if you want to have any kind of fun whatsoever, you need a memory card. You're going to want an extra controller. You're going to want the hard drive because everything's going to be using the hard drive.
Here's a car. The gas tank holds 2 gallons. If you want, you can buy an add-on to add an additional 10 gallons.
Next topic.
Since you brought it up, let's get into the piggy slave dogs must work for the PS3. That's my Invader Zim-inspired topic heading. Okay, Ken Kutaragi, the dude we're just talking about, said to a Japanese website that he wants consumers to say, I will work more hours to buy one of these. He's referring to the PlayStation 3. He wants people to feel that they will want it, irrespective of anything else.
Did they get a beard? No.
If that was the true perspective that people are taking on the PS3, and we keep hearing things that they're pulling back, I'd be disappointed for all those extra hours that I wasted that I could be basically enjoying my summer.
You know, it's people like that that are slaughtering all those little babies because they want to have their gaming system. This is my statement. It's people like that saying, you know, oh, I need my video games. It's slaughtering children left and right throughout the world. I'm going to get one of these systems no matter what. It's the most important thing I have. They need a life.
It's interesting that there was a poll released on one of the websites. 1,000 Japanese gamers were interviewed. 60% of them said that the most anticipated next-gen console is the PlayStation 3. Sony is the llama's nipple.
Stare into my nipples of clairvoyance.
Well, where was this took place again?
The interview was in Japan.
Duh. Sony, like, resides in Japan, doesn't it?
I know,
Microsoft is all U.S.
But they're just crazy fanatical over there. So ridiculous, acid-smoking, mushroom-eating Ken Kutaragi will not work more hours, thanks. How about you work more hours, and you figure out a way to get all that crap in that little box and make it cost $300.
Amen, brother.
Next topic.
The Battlefield 2 rollback. Battlefield 2 had a patch. The patch fixed supposedly a bunch of stuff, such as some of the bugs they were having, the in-game server browser, blah, 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 blah. A couple days after the patch was released, they revoked it. It was causing a memory leak. It was causing servers and desktops to crash all over the place. Your enemies would appear as your friends and vice versa. So EA and their infinite wisdom.
No. That's not a bug. That's called camouflage.
It's terrorism.
Infiltration.
Put out a statement on their website and said, sorry about that. Do us a favor, reinstall the game from your CD and don't apply the patch this time. We're going to get this resolved. Now,
what would you have them do?
That guy was a traitor to his country. Shoot him in the back.
We're looking into fixing Warriors.
Apparently they did fix Warriors, though.
There's a World of Warcraft 1.60 patch that was just released today, apparently. Yes, and you get, like, free respecs and stuff for those that are still playing World of Warcraft. See how we snuck in that extra information? So all that being said, your EA games. EA owns damn near everything that Sony doesn't, and you can't get your release right. I mean, what the heck, dude? So more fuel to the hate EA fire.
I'm not surprised. You have the fanatical people that, with the attitude of, I must have this no matter what. So they don't care, and they just are a bunch of fanboys that will blindly follow the lemming in front of them off the cliff, while the devil that is EA manically laughs and cackles in glee.
Like lambs to the slaughter.
Exactly.
Funny story about EA real quick. I bought NHL 2003 or something for the PC. I was playing through it in sim mode. I had simmed 9 seasons, and that was the end of it. I couldn't sim anymore. I couldn't do anything. I had to make a new season. I emailed their tech support dude.
I couldn't sim anymore.
I'm a dork. That's a big deal. The Muppet Brothers. Remember we used to put Bert, Ernie, and Elmo into the... Put your face in the game?
Yeah, that was always... And we had red baboon face.
Star Center red baboon face. I sent this tech support an email saying, hey, I can only do 9 seasons. It didn't mention it anywhere in the manual. Is this normal? The guy responds to me, says, I'm not sure. I've only played through the first 2 seasons. When I play through the rest of the 7 seasons, I'll let you know.
Brilliant! That's customer service at its finest.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I haven't actually done that yet. This proves I'm very qualified for my job, and hey, look at that. I gotta go.
So congrats, EA.
Next topic.
Microsoft developing for the Nintendo DS. Microsoft owns a British company called Rare. Rare has put up on their website that they're looking for Nintendo DS kind of programmers. Rare has done other games in the past for Nintendo. Conker, Banjo-Kazooie. Microsoft doesn't really care about Nintendo in the handheld markets. Microsoft does not have a handheld. My take, they're trying to hurt Sony. Bought Rare in 2002. They're allowing Rare to develop for the Nintendo DS in hopes that it will further smash Sony's online handheld situation.
Next topic.
One of the most hyped game Fable is being released for the PC, being released as the Lost Chapters. Amazingly enough, it's also being re-released for the Xbox. A new version of the game will have new regions, new quests, new armor, weapons, spells, monsters, bigger areas, more like the game it should have been the first time around. It will be released as a platinum hit for $20 for the Xbox, $50 for the PC version.
If I remember correctly, you weren't an overly large fan of the Fable game.
It was a decent game. It was okay. I mean, it promised a lot of things that it didn't deliver on. It wasn't as truly...
Hey, just like Sony.
It wasn't the earth-shattering, forever-changing the face of role-playing gaming that it's supposed to be. I don't know, I'm a little disappointed on this. I mean, this Peter Molyneux guy pumps this thing up.
It doesn't surprise me.
Black and White, did you guys play Black and White? Were you the
your big hand and you control like a cow and you make them throw poop at the fields and stuff.
No,
okay, I can't
Bob,
do that.
Bob and I bought that game. I'm very pumped about the game. You can be gods. You have a giant 40-foot animal that's your pet, like a cow or a lion. Same kind of deal. Oh, it's so wonderful. You can do all this. There's AI. The thing learns from you. You know, it eats its own crap. You smack it. It won't eat the crap in the future. Wonderful. Very wonderful game. Except on the next board, it's forgotten everything that it learned last board. It begins to eat its own crap, defecates on your villagers, throws villagers out into the ocean, wrecks the houses, waters off into the fields.
Hey, sounds like a weekend at my buddy's place. Man, I'm serious. Well, no, because here's a good one. He was a single dad with twin boys, and he had a little chocolate poodle. And he would come home every day, and there'd be in the living room, and he would stick the dog's head in it and then beat the dog. Well, long story short, this was going on for like a week straight. It turns out that one of his boys was pulling his diaper to the side and taking craps all around the house, and he's just beating the holy hell out of his dog for like a week straight, and it wasn't even his dog's crap that he's rubbing its face in.
Oh, jeez.
Could you imagine being that poor dog? You're walking, this dude walks home. He grabs you by
everyone.
The collar. He drags you over to this pile of human poop, and you're just like, dude, that's not mine. Oh, no, it's all over my face.
Exactly.
And then it beats the tar out of you and throws you out into the backyard. And you're just like, what the heck is wrong with this sicko?
Exactly. The dog cringed and was petrified of him for the longest time. His mom was babysitting him and that's how he found out it was the dog. It was his son, not the dog. The kid did it at his mom's house. And he was just like, oh, poor dog.
How do you apologize to a dog exactly?
He gave it a bunch of, like, real food for a long time. The dog basically forgot that it was being beaten, and it was happy now.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, man, ham is the solution to all life's problems.
You know what I did hear, though? I did hear that that's a bonus minigame in the Nintendogs that's going to be released later, where you grab the little dog and you put its face in a little turd pile.
Sounds like you enjoyed the putting of the face in the turd pile a little too much there.
I did.
That's okay.
Anyway, where the heck were we? Fable. Yes, Fable. Anyways, Fable coming out again. Wonderful.
You know, it ties in very well. Fable rubbing your nose in a bunch of dog crap. Hey.
Next topic.
The Guy Game on DVD. Did you guys hear about The Guy Game?
Yes.
The Guy Game summary was that it was a trivia game. Came out for, I believe, Xbox, PlayStation, maybe the GameCube, although how ironic would that be? Anyways, it was a trivia game, and as you would go through and answer the questions, computer video would be of these girls, and they would take their shirts off and flash their naked bodies at you. As you got more questions right, more skin was revealed. They stopped the game from being sold because one of the models in the game was actually underage. He was only 17 years old, so the game production had to stop. This happened a while ago, a couple months, 6 months after the game came out. Basically, what they're doing then is they're taking that... Yeah, exactly. Big whoops. They're taking this game. They stripped out the model, no pun intended. They took out the model that was only 17. They added some bonus footage of some of the other girls. They put it onto a DVD, and they're releasing it for $20. I mean, you're talking about all the stuff going on in video gaming right now, all the controversy and everything else, and these pinheads are putting nudity at games out. And, oh, they were stopped because we're idiots and we didn't actually get release forms and check IDs for these ladies, and now we're going to put it out on DVD. So thank you very much.
So this was a PC game, right?
No, this was a console game.
For what console?
PlayStation and Xbox, at least. Apparently it was out for PC as well. I don't believe it was out for GameCube. Publisher, Gathering of Developers. Developer, Top Heavy. How fitting. Aw, nice pun. Anyway. Just stuff like this ticks me off. There's no reason to do stuff like this.
I'm curious how many games were sold. I just can't see that game doing very well.
The game ranking score of this game. Wait for it.
It's my weak drum roll.
Sounds like Daffy Duck on Coke.
That'd be an interesting cartoon.
PlayStation 2, average rating, 44%. Xbox, 46.8%. Maybe there's less load times and the controller is more suited to this style of gaming. PC, 22.5%.
Wow.
That's because the Xbox is much easier to hold with one hand as opposed to the PC.
There's a keyboard and mouse, and I can't use just one hand. I don't know why I started talking like a horrible, bad version of Bill Cosby.
Yeah, very poor Bill Cosby.
That's Stephen Hawking.
I need
Cosby.
A ham free from my pudding.
Next topic.
The first Xbox pirate has been charged.
They make him walk the plank?
That was the actual time and penalty. Here, walk the plank, ye scurvy landlubber. In England.
In the shark-infested waters.
In the UK, a fellow was charged $1,500 and got 140 hours of community service. What he was doing was he was taking the Xbox, he was slapping the old mod chip in those puppies, and he was smartly loading 80 games on them, then selling them for $700-something. Now, let's do a little math here. 700 times 2 equals 1,400. The dude was charged $1,500. So assuming he sold at least three Xboxes, all he has to really deal with is 140 hours of community service.
Hey, man, those pirates are sly and clever folk. They can talk their way out of many situations. The silver-tongued pirate strikes again. Well,
I saw Pirates of the Caribbean.
He sunk his ship at the dock and just walked right on. No one stopped him. He got deserted on an island twice, somehow got off. He somehow was captured five times, yet talked his way out of. These pirates are sly, clever characters.
Oh, boy.
I think we're making up for last week's show with this week's show. That's pretty good stuff.
It's because no one's sick this week. Everyone's alert going on.
This is
going
to kind of set the standard. Now, everybody's all in an uproar because, oh, my God, mod chipped Xboxes. I think, guys, that the real root of the problem here was that Dumbo here was loading 80 games on the thing, preloaded already, more so than the mod chip. Okay, the mod chip, probably a bad thing, but, I mean, the only way this guy is going to do something like this is if he's going to... I mean, he made ahead a website. Who the heck knows? He's an idiot. He deserved to be caught. He should get charged more than this. It's the Darwinism
thing.
If you're pirating things on certain nameless BitTorrent sites, let's say, you don't have a website, you're not advertising, you're not trying to make money off it. This pinhead should have gotten a lot worse.
Well, also, if this is like the first real conviction, they're probably not sure how strict they should be. How hard of a slap should it be on the wrist for such activities?
True.
I don't know if that's the case or not, but I haven't heard of anyone else actually being convicted of pirating on a console or something like that. So I don't know. They basically have to set precedents. But if that's the case, then what we just said was true. If this is the precedence that's now going to be set for all future pirates, then, yeah, if you can sell them for $700, you just need to sell three or more, and... hey, you're making money on the deal. Or even if we get caught, I've sold enough booty to get me out of such a trouble.
Any more pirate jokes we want to get out while we're on the subject?
I was thinking, but I couldn't think of any, so no.
Me too.
Next topic.
Okay, our buddy Yee berating the ESRB rating system. Rockstar Games, the wonderful game Grand Theft Auto. We mentioned the sex scene in Grand Theft Auto.
You could just tell by looking at him that he's an upstanding guy.
Just throw Leland Yee into the Google image search. L-E-L-A-N-D space Y-E-E. That way you can be in on the joke, too.
Yee Leland. Yee Leland looks like Ducky from Revenge of the Nerds.
Exactly.
What was that guy's name from Revenge of the Nerds?
Ducky.
What's happening in the hot stuff? Long Duck Dong from 16 Candles. That was it. It was 16 Candles, not Pretty in Pink. That dude was in Kingdom Hearts 2. He might have even said, what's happening in the hot stuff?
I don't think, well, maybe, I don't know.
Throw in Getty Watanabe into the old Google search there. That guy.
Okay, I know who that guy is now.
Now that we're so far off topic. Well, we're talking about Leland Yee
and complaining that the ESRBs are failing parents. And which is a lie, it's just that parents are failing their children, not the games failing the parents.
So California Senator Long Duck Dong is mad because Grand Theft Auto was an adults-only rated title. As Keith just repeated, he says that the ESRB is failing parents once again. Basically, this was a mod to the game. I don't think that they've proven what's the deal, but Rockstar has denied the fact that that code was really in the game and this dude just unlocked it. They're saying that this was actually a mod, that this dude somehow modded the PC version. It's called the Hot Coffee mod, and he goes in and he has sex with a girlfriend, and you can control things such as position and speed. The ESRB is actually reviewing this. The adults-only rating would be the kiss of death to these titles because places such as Walmart, for example, won't even carry the title. You probably wouldn't be able to buy it at a Kmart or Walmart, even maybe EB Games and stuff, because it would be considered basically porn. The only other adults-only title that I can think of off the top of my head, and there may be more, but that I can think of is The Singles Flirted Up, which is a game where the goal is to have sex, a graphic depiction of The Sims-style sex with some other person. Patricia Vance, the ESRB president, said that Yee's complaints are part of an agenda to get brownie points with the unknowing citizens of America.
That sounds about right.
This is the same guy that I don't remember. A couple weeks, maybe 2 months back, we were talking about the Yee bill, where they're passing laws in California as far as requiring
right.
You know, certain things, prerequisites to buy games to minors, blah, 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 blah. For those that don't know how it works, here's how it works. When a game is going to be published, before it actually goes onto the store shelves, it needs a rating. The ESRB is the entertainment something-something ratings board. There's a panel of independent folk, and the developer is responsible for getting the most graphic, gory, bloody scenes from that specific game. This review board looks at this stuff and then decides, what is this rating system going to be? They looked at that and they said, M for mature. It's not government regulated. It's the game developers were being threatened, and I'm going into a little bit of history. Basically, this was the video game's response to government imposing their will on how this stuff was going to get rated. You know, the same way motion picture industry has the way they rate their movies, they're doing it for video games because the games were getting violent and government was getting their nose involved where it didn't belong. They put the system in place and said, government, stay the crap away. The whole root of this problem is that Long Duk Dong here, Senator Leland Yee, wants Grand Theft Auto to have an adults-only rating because this scene has now come out, and this was not part of the reviewing. Therefore, the whole reviewing system is completely flawed, needs to be shut down, blah, 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 blah. There's my history lesson. I'm off my soapbox.
Welcome back to the rest of us.
I know. You know, younger folks have to get involved with this stuff. I'm not going to get on a political soapbox here. All I'm saying is, if you guys disagree with the way things are happening, you got to vote, you got to write the senators, you have to get involved. I'm done with the political. I'm sorry I went off on that tangent, but gamers are getting older. They actually do have power of voting and everything else now. I'm sorry, I'll crawl back into my cage.
Preach it on the mountain, brother.
Entertainment. Software rating board.
Fill the human Google.
I fill the human Google.
Next topic.
The weekly gaming-related baby deaths. We have two of them this week, sadly enough.
We need some kind of, like, sound and play it before this segment.
Remember Mortal Kombat?
Babe-ology.
Okay, so in our home state of Ohio, 4-year-old locked himself inside the family car in order to play video games. This would have been great, except it was 89 degrees outside. Got over 100 in the car. When the parents found the dude, he was no longer breathing.
Really don't know what video game handheld system would really possess somebody to lock themselves in a car.
I believe it was his GBA, Game Boy Advance.
Nintendo kills babies. Fact.
Babe-ology.
The truly sad part is he was inside the car and could have just opened the door.
In baby incident number 2, an 11-year-old boy stabbed his baby nephew when the baby interrupted the boy's PlayStation 2 game of The Incredibles. Also in Britain, he told cops that he just kept dying over and over, and it made him feel like an erupting volcano.
The only thing that's there is I guess these people need to make these games easier and cut back on deaths of small children.
Yeah, this kid sucks at The Incredibles. This happened last December. Why is this in the news now? It's the pre-trial going on over there in Britain. The boy pleaded not guilty. His trial will be in September. Baby did not die, so it's not a baby death.
I wonder if they're going to blame violence in video games for this. If the game made him so angry and violent that he did this crime.
Next topic.
It's time, boys and girls, for football game season. In video games, that is. NCAA football came out last night at midnight. The local Brunswick GameStop actually did open at midnight last night. John Madden Football comes out on August 8th for the GameCube, the Xbox, and the PlayStation 2. No GameCube version of NCAA this year. What I did want to point out, now is the time to cancel that garbage that you signed up for last year when you bought Madden. Dodge Trucks, the automotive company, paid for each player's $20 subscription to the Madden Pro Insider, whatever it is, online leagues and track stats and stuff. That's a reoccurring fee. You may want to go in there and make sure that you are not still subscribed to it.
Next topic.
Got a lot of requests for Factor Crap. Where did it go? Well, here it is. What I'm going to do this week, guys, is we're going to read off 3 different Factor Crap possibilities. One of them is true, the other 2 are false. It's actually really hard to come up with these, so listeners, if you got any good factually sounding crap, please send it to us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. It's really, really hard to come up with some of these that are absolute garbage but sound even remotely true. That being said, let's jump into them. In Battlefield 2, the game we were speaking of earlier, there were references found inside of it to the Abu Ghraib, and I butchered the pronunciation. That's the prison where they tortured all the Iraqis. Second one is Age of Empires is coming out with an MMORPG. Third one here, that a man was charged with a felony for using an open wireless network. So with no further details than what I have just said, which one is the fact and which two are crap? Phil.
I'm going to say the man charged with dealing internet service.
Keith.
I'm going to say the Abu Ghraib reference in Battlefield 2 is real. The man charged with a felony use of open wireless network, that may very well be true, but if you're stupid enough to leave your network open so people can get into it, it deserves to be used.
Actually, the scoop is that the man charged with felony usage of open wireless network is the true fact material.
I am the worst at this game ever.
Yeah, congrats, Phil. Basically, what happened here, guys, this actually happened 2 weeks ago, and I'm very glad that neither of you pay any attention to the world revolving around you or that you would have heard this. There was a dude, and he was war driving. War driving is the fancy geek term for driving with your laptop plugged in, looking for open wireless networks. For those of you who have been over my house, you know, all three of you listeners out there, the guy next to me has an open wireless network, and it is not encrypted with any kind of security or password, so anyone could sit outside of his house, turn on the old laptop, and it will say, "Up, I found a network connection. You can use his internet for free." I do it with Twisted Metal.
Or stand in front of his kitchen sink with the PSP.
Stand by the toaster and download the new network patch. What this guy was doing was he was sitting in his SUV, and he was war driving. He found a open wireless network. A guy inside noticed him, said, "Oh, whatever." The guy left. He came back later in the day, and he was using this dude's wireless network with his laptop. Guy called the cops. They've picked him up, and they've charged him with a felony using an open wireless network. Going to be in the courts. I'm very curious to see how this is going to end up.
I would imagine along the lines of stealing cable.
I mean, that's a good point. I didn't think of it. Damn it, Phil. You ruined my whole thing.
Phil, the human Google!
I mean, in theory, you could do illegal things on this guy's network. Child porn, downloading BitTorrents. So you could use his network for illegal stuff, hacking into FBI websites, etc. So, and the Age of Empires MMORPG, at the time that I put it in the show notes, my agenda here, it was just something I made up. And Keith, what happened was I put that on the Google and I was looking around and it was Age of Empires 3 has an MMORPG kind of leveling system to it. Well, it turns out, upon further review, the play was reversed, that Ensemble, the studio that created them, has just recently, within the last 7 days, let's say, they're looking for massively multiplayer online role-playing game programmers, project leads, etc.
Okay,
so they're looking for bodies. So Keith, you were actually correct without knowing it.
Next topic.
The forum topic of the week, www.dreamstation.cc. On the left-hand side, there's a whole little list of menu things. One of them is forums. Go to the general forum. Every week we post the topic. You can vote on the poll as well as leave comments. I take some of the comments, read them on air. Is there a such thing as bad publicity was the question for the previous week. 62% of the poll voters had said yes, there is such a thing of bad publicity. 38% said no. I was actually kind of surprised by this. My personal feeling is that there is no such thing as bad publicity. What about you two?
I said that there was no such thing as bad publicity because, as other people have stated on the forums, the more you talk about something, even bad, the more interest it piques in a lot of people, thereby causing them to want to see what all the hubbub is about.
I actually agree with you on this one. Because I feel that some publicity could be a double-edged sword, as is the case with Grand Theft Auto. You get the massive violence, and people are into realistic violence or whatnot they're looking for. Sure, it's not good. Hey, that's what's going to sell the game, so.
Okay, let's read some of these comments. Wet Jimmy, the amazing Australian. For adult games, it's good. For non-adult games, it's bad. That's me paraphrasing what he had to say. Man bites dog after playing GTA? Awesome. Game contains realistic portrayals of Romanian prostitutes being beaten to death with ham sandwiches. Where do I sign up? At the end of the day, Rave has voted that whenever people hear about a game, they do get interested. Sunfire66 has said she would remember a notorious fact about the game while browsing for it in the store, let's say, but it wouldn't necessarily influence the fact if she was going to buy it or not. And lastly, just because there was a lot of good feedback in there, but I got to get to the viewer emails as well. Redeemed said the bottom line is that if it's a credible source, bad and good publicity are effective. A lot of the guys on the forums were saying word of mouth between friends means a whole lot more than any kind of news posting. So that, you know, us between friends saying that Destroy All Humans was a pretty good game, but I would rent it and not buy it. You know, that means a lot more than Grand Theft Auto, porn scene, everyone should, you know, warn their children and not play it.
That would spring a good forum question. Is MTV a good, credible source for video games?
That's a good idea, Phil. Next week's forum topic is going to be, is MTV a credible video game news source?
Next topic.
Mailbag, mailbag. I got a lot of emails the last week or two, but in general, I do. I like hearing from everybody, and what I'm going to start doing is now stupid me has been, you know, replying and deleting these puppies, so I apologize. I do take the time to read and reply to all the emails that I get. I may not get back to you that same night. It's coming. What I want to do, though, is read some of the emails that we got. Some is the keyword. This one is from Robert Klusterhus. I butchered your name, dude. I apologize. What would be wonderful if you wouldn't mind throw a pronunciation so that when we mutilate your name and you're trying to be cool by showing your friends, hey, look, I was on the internet, they make fun of you at work. This dude's from Ontario, Canada. Hey, guys, I want to let you know that I just started getting into podcasts, and I must say I've really been enjoying the show so far. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Two topics I thought might be of interest to cover in an upcoming episode. As a guy in the early 30s who enjoys consoles, I enjoy games that have more depth to it than games that are generally geared towards the normal gamer audience, i.e. people typically younger than myself. Microsoft has noted since the introduction of the Xbox 360 that they are hoping to expand their audience, so my question is, what should software publishers do to entice a broader audience, i.e. more women and people over 30? Let's read the second question, then we'll get back to these two. You guys ponder that one. The second question here is, what types of things would you like to see in an upcoming online system to enhance the gaming experience? Again, thanks for all your hard work. You make my afternoons go by quicker while at my desk. Regards, Robert Klusterhuis. So, question one here. What should software publishers do to entice a broader audience? I'll answer first. You guys jump in. My personal opinion is that Nintendo has the ball in the right court. What they're trying to do is make games a little more simplified. My wife is into games like Animal Crossing. She's into games like Tetris. She's into some of the puzzle games. She actually will play games like X-Men Legends with me. Most of these games rely on 1, 2, maybe 3 buttons. It's not all blood, gore, death, chicks with big bosoms. She's not into any of that. She wants to have a game that she can quickly pick up and jump in if she has 10 minutes. I was playing Madden last night. Dude, there's so many friggin' buttons on that game. I had to look at the manual, I played Madden quite a bit to figure out all the audibles, to figure out how to control. It's too much. Mario Tennis has 2 buttons, and you only need to use one of them. And anyone can jump in, and after 2 minutes, they understand exactly how to play, and then you can worry about the strategy of the game. You're not worrying about, I lost because I didn't hit the correct of the 17 buttons at the correct time. That's not fun.
Yeah, if you're looking for basically women, I've come to a conclusion that violence isn't good. That's usually the biggest complaint I hear when talking to female friends and, you know, about games and that. They're just like, well, all you do is run around and slaughter people. Don't you do anything different or fun? Nintendo, I think, like you said, has the best market for the women. And as for how to get a game, like just entice new people, I think they need, again, I think you need to get away from the random violence of the games, because you already have that market pretty much clinched. Get some more puzzles in the games. Get some more developed story and the plot.
Girls dig the RPGs. I mean, a lot of girls like role-playing games. They get seriously involved with, like, Final Fantasy. These games that Keith, you and I kind of ripped on in the last show or the couple shows ago that's too involved, watching too many stupid movies. It is. It's like a soap opera. It's like a movie. The plots are in depth. They're on so many different levels. There's love. There's honor. There's all this other stuff that both guys and girls can get into. Girls can maybe get into it so the story side of things. There's characters that they can relate to. On the guy side of things, we just want to kill stuff and shoot things in the head. Input on this subject there, Google Phil?
Basically, what I would imagine would be something simple, you know, a simple theme. Like Chris said, Nintendo's kind of ahead of the game, you know, party games and whatnot. When Quake came out on PlayStation 1, Jill was into that, kind of enjoyed very simple, 2 buttons, find the other person, shoot them. Something easy, something that they won't lose too much interest in by needing to hit a 6-button combo in Mortal Kombat just to, you know, play a game.
So there you have it. The second question that you had asked, we're going to just skip it for now. Maybe I'll get to it next week because I got another bunch of emails I want to get to, and I don't want to go way, way, way long over. I didn't forget about you, dude. I'm going to get to it next week. But those were 2 really good questions. Got an email here from Trickman Terry. What I wanted to mention with Trickman Terry is he has a website, TrickmanTerry.com, T-E-R-R-Y. I'm looking at his PS here, any specific time if you're on Xbox Live. Just like you, I'm sick and tired of playing with smart mouth 13-year-old. I wanted to give out my gamer tag, add me to the list. I may or may not be on Xbox Live. The last couple weeks I've been on quite a bit. My gamer tag is C. Paladino, P-A-L-A-D-I-N-O. Keith also has an Xbox tag that he is going to be giving out. Unfortunately, he doesn't remember what it is. Keith, you're going to get to it next week?
Got to get to it next week.
And if you want, on our forums, we do have, under the forums, there's like an Xbox Live section. There's a gamer tag thread. This way, at least you have a clue of who you're gaming with. There's more than enough dudes on there, probably pretty like-minded, so that you're not going to get crazy people who just yell at you. Real quick synopsis, I was playing with a guy from Scotland. And the guy from Scotland said, could you please say donuts for me? Americans say donuts in the most funny way. I didn't get it. Anybody from Scotland listening, what's the deal? I wasn't thinking. I was taken aback, so I just said donuts a bunch of times to him, and every time I did, he would roll laughing. I guess it's similar to, like, I have a thing where we have British guys at work, and I make them say, hey, piss off, eh? And I just erupt in laughter every time a British guy says piss off. I think it's the funniest thing. If I was thinking, I would have had him say, Scotland forever! But I didn't.
The Jim Channel!
Freedom! We had asked, I wanted to know about anybody with epileptic seizures from games. Surfin' Mongo IM'd me and said that he had seizures. I didn't get a lot of the details from it, but there's a gentleman by the name of Ollie Dean. If you guys wouldn't mind, throw in where you're from in your emails, and like I said, a pronunciation. Just out of curiosity, I mean, it's always pretty wild being in the U.S. and hearing about podcasts is reaching Britain or it's reaching New Zealand or whatever. So Ollie Dean says that I've had seizures from playing games twice. Both happened when I was 12 years old. The first time was in an arcade playing one of those games where you stand on the board. It was like a surfing skiing game. I think it was Alpine Racer. The second was on Christmas Day when I was playing my new copy of Diddy Kong Racing on the N64. After that, my parents limited me to 30 minutes of gaming a day for about a year, but I guess it's something that you grow out of because I've just finished a 9-hour Battlefield 2 session and didn't lose consciousness once. I had replied and I was asking, you know, are these serious full-blown seizures? What happened? I'm horribly out of the loop. I wanted to know, you know, like eyes rolling in the back of your head, foaming at the mouth. Does it affect your daily life? To which he responded very kindly, I don't remember much, you know, he was 12, but apparently, yeah, it was pretty much like that. No foaming at the mouth or anything like that, but they were full-blown seizures. It has no effect on me now because I've had no problems in like 9 years, but I am cautious just in case. I don't play when I haven't slept in a long time, stuff like that. I guess that's why the warnings are on the box. I just found it interesting. I've never actually heard, and here we are too. And then Keith, you had said that Ed was also, he's not here with us this week, but this one is from Stephen Curtis from Chandler, Arizona. First of all, I would like to tell you that I love the show. I was wondering if you could do a segment which debates the best console of all time and why. Thanks. Well, thank you for writing us. Phil, what is your favorite console of all time and why?
To date, probably the Xbox. Power, the hardware that's included in the machine, and graphic output.
It is very, very good graphics, very high horsepower. I will add to your point in saying, you know, Xbox Live, they did a very good job. There's still more that can be done, but I can see why you've picked that. Keith, what is your answer here?
A Nintendo. Just a regular old Nintendo Entertainment System. That's what I remember from childhood, and we had so many just hours of entertainment. How many sleepovers with the multi-tap playing different games. And, you know, it's just, I distinctly remember it, and just about all the memories are good.
Many days of the numb sausage thumb.
I'm going to say the Nintendo Entertainment System, 8-bit, late 80s. Like you said, it was really the very first console that we seriously got into. We had an Atari, but anytime anyone mentions video gaming for whatever reason, it's been ingrained in my head that that, to me, means video gaming. Zelda, Metroid, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, Light Force, Contra, Rygar, Dragon. I mean, I could name games all day, and that was a blast. That was...
They may kill babies, but they do make good systems.
I guess that's just about it. You have been listening to show number 13 here on the DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out the website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, forums, and again, you can enter the contest there on the main site in the upper right. You can jump into our poll there on the left-hand side. There's the Xbox Live gamer tags in there. You can get our podcast feeds, and you can get our archive of downloadable shows. If you have anything that you want to get off your chest, email us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We'll see you guys back same time next week. Do either of you two have anything you want to add or mention or shout out?
Give attention to those babies while you're playing video games.
Don't forget the babies.
All right.
Late.